Well, welcome to this week's Activate session, everyone. By the sound of it, the weather's not much better where you are than where I am. Now, Karen's microphone isn't working, and before anyone asks me, I haven't actually switched it off. That would keep her quiet. Anyway, tonight, I want you to work in your groups and just let us know if you need any help by putting your hand up. Oh, yeah, Ben, top marks for being quick off the mark. What can I do for you? Okay. Katie, you've got your hand up. Can I help?
I just wanted to pick your brains. You see, I'm doing this module, economics, and most people don't have a pension or any savings. And it's something that if people know about, then they could do something. So I was thinking that this was a really important thing to discuss at the conference, and I want to do something on it.
Oh, right, sure, yeah. Well, that's a really interesting topic and really useful. What kind of thing did you want to do?
Well, just alert people to it, really, and maybe have some sort of discussion about why people are ignoring it.
Yeah, and I take it you could always include some of your own experiences.
Oh, God, no. I mean, me and money. I don't even have a savings account, let alone an ISA or a pension.
Well, maybe that's a more interesting question. How can people who don't have the economic resources cater for old age? And what are the implications of it all?
Yeah, that is a more interesting question, isn't it? Okay, well, let me have a think.
Okay, Katie, well, just one thing, do keep it all manageable, because we're only a month away now, and whilst that's plenty of time, you are in another group as well.
Well, that's another thing. Do you reckon it'd be okay to just do this one on my own, and then just help the others, but not actually present with them?
Yeah, I don't see that as a problem at all. It's a good idea. Mention it to them, Katie, and let me know how you get on.
Thanks, Dave. I will.
Right, I'm going to check on the other groups now, and I'll put you back with your gender group for the moment, okay?
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hi, Donna. How are you now? I heard you hadn't been well.
I'm sorry I haven't been in touch, Jack. Oh, I think this is Katie joining us. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Donna. How are you feeling? Oh, hi, Jack.
I'm still laid up with my hip, Katie, I'm afraid.
Of course, your hip. Yes.
Hi, Katie. I've been offline for a week, but it's all sorted now. I was sorry to hear about your hip operation, Donna.
Well, these things happen when you get to my age.
It's a shame that you've had to defer.
Yeah, but at least I can keep all my grades and then just pick it all up when I'm better.
It is good that you don't have to do it all again. So anyway, I'm happy you two are going to be doing the presentation with me. The others are really shy and I was worried that I'd have to do it on my own.
It's fine. I mean, I was nervous last time, but now I know what it's like. It will be good fun.
And will you be okay with your hip to travel?
My hip? Oh, yes. I mean, it's really much better now. I don't even have a crutch anymore.
That's great. The wonders of modern medicine.
Listen, Jack, if you send me over what you've done so far, I'll have a look if you want.
Brilliant. We're meeting up on Activator 8. Can you both come?
I should be okay, but it depends on work.
Yeah, I can come. You sure you still want me in the group?
Of course, Donna. No one's made every week, and for goodness sake, you can't help it if you've had a sudden hip operation.
I suppose you're right. Okay, Jack, thanks. And I'll see you on Monday night.
Great. And I'll email you the slides, Katie.
Good. They were talking about going to Milton Keynes to do the presentation. I'd really like to, but I need to convince my friend Cheryl to look after my little girl. How about you two?
Oh, I'd love to. I'll have to check with my husband, though, first.
Well, apart from getting a babysitter for my friend Dave, I don't have any responsibility, so I'm definitely going to. I've already booked the time off work. Are you sure you'll be able to travel, Donna?
Why not? It's not that far.
I meant with your hip.
Oh, it's amazing what they can do these days, Jack. I bet you won't even notice she's had an operation. Will you, Donna?
Well, I hope not. See you both. I'm going to have to go.
Me too. See you.
Katie, you're early. I've only just put Jay to bed.
Oh, sure. I've been sacked.
Sacked? What's happened?
Oh, it was just... this guy was being a complete... Anyway, he was a disgusting pig, so I threw a pint all over him.
That's my girl.
No, I shouldn't have done
it. Oh, you should. So, what happened?
I took this round of drinks over to this table. Everything was just normal, and then this young guy starts touching me.
Touching you? The dirty.
Well, actually, that's pretty normal. A lot of the customers try it on. Anyway, I pushed his hand away and told him that I was there to serve drinks. He wouldn't take no for an answer. Then he just grabbed at my dress. I thought he was going to pull it off. So I grabbed a beer and just threw it at him.
Well, I bet that slowed him down.
Yeah. But it also made him really angry. He called over the bouncers and told them to throw me off the premises.
Well, surely they supported you.
Turns out he's the owner's son. So no, they didn't. They escorted me to the owner's office.
Oh.
And the long and the short of it is, I'm no longer required. Where the hell am I going to get another job?
You're sure they won't take you back?
When somebody says, I don't ever want to see you in this place again, I'd say that's pretty final, wouldn't you?
Hey, look, you could always consider a job as a model. You look lovely in that outfit.
Don't tease, Cher. This is not good. How am I going to support Jade? Or pay you the rent? Or buy food? I was just getting everything sorted. Now I'm back to square one.